for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Today is the last day to answer a survey from the Charlottesville Human Rights Commission about homelessness and city jobs. Voter registration in Virginia is way up since Joe Biden dropped out of the race. And a transgender woman previously employed by Liberty University is suing the school alleging sex discrimination. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, July 30th. Today is the last day to answer a survey from the Charlottesville Human Rights Commission. The City Commission is asking residents to rank their top three policy recommendations, which the HRC will present to City Council later this year. Proposed policies include overnight shelter access, new city jobs, affordable housing, and eviction prevention. The survey closes at 5 p.m. today. Visit charlottesville.gov/civicalerts for more information, including the survey link. Since President Joe Biden dropped out of the race for re-election, voter registration in Virginia is way up. 8 News reports that since Vice President Kamala Harris announced her bid, voter registration in Virginia was up about 38% over the previous week. Vote.org, a nonprofit group that works to increase voter turnout, says they have seen a 700% increase nationwide in the number of people registering to vote. The campaign of Vice President Harris for president is raising new questions about what it means to be a progressive prosecutor. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
In a 2019 memoir, Kamala Harris wrote about her time as a prosecutor by saying she was there for the victims of crime, but that she was also there for the victims of a broken criminal justice system, describing herself as a progressive prosecutor. Alexandria Commonwealth's attorney Brian Porter was a founding member of the Progressive Prosecutors for Justice.
She spent a lot of time as a real prosecutor. She actually tried cases. So I think there's a great wealth of experience there. And if she wields her experience to teach her humility and how to use power thoughtfully and not capriciously, I mean, I think she's going to be an outstanding candidate and a wonderful president.
But many criminal justice reform advocates are not so sure about her record, which includes prosecuting parents when their students were truant and notifying immigration authorities when undocumented juveniles were charged with felonies. Brad Haywood is chief public defender in Arlington and founder of Justice Forward Virginia.
I am personally enthusiastically voting for her in light of the alternative, but I think it's a big part of her identity is more the prosecutor mindset than the reform mindset. That's always been my impression.
On the campaign trail, Harris is already drawing attention to her background as a prosecutor to highlight the difference between her and former President Donald Trump, who's been found guilty of 34 felony counts. Michael Pope.
A transgender woman previously employed by Liberty University is suing the school alleging sex discrimination. Cardinal News reports that Eleanor Zinsky worked at the private university until notifying human resources of her gender identity and planned legal name change. The complaint filed in federal court says that Zinsky was fired for denying her, quote, sex assigned at birth, in conflict with Liberty's doctrinal statement. Zinsky is seeking $300,000 back pay and additional payment if she is not reinstated. A former employee of the state's Office of Emergency Medical Services last week admitted to embezzling $4.1 million over a 3-year period. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Adam Lamar Harrell, who was the associate director for the office, pleaded guilty in federal court in downtown Richmond to one count each of mail fraud, tax evasion, and stealing from a federal program. He faces up to 35 years in prison and is scheduled to be sentenced in November. The embezzlement case is just one piece of a larger $33 million financial crisis for the Office of EMS, a division of the Virginia Department of Health. The office collects revenue through driver's license fees and distributes it to rescue squads for ambulances, defibrillators, and other equipment. It also pays the nonprofit organizations that train and coordinate first responders. Well, finally today, Crozet's Thomas Heilman is the youngest American swimmer to qualify for the Olympics since Michael Phelps, and he will make his Olympic debut today in the third heat of the men's 200-meter butterfly event. The finals are set to take place on Wednesday and can be streamed live on Peacock. Heilman will also swim in the men's 100-meter butterfly event on Friday. The finals for that event are set for this Saturday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.